Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Hey, it's true. We are back one more time. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. Today, we're going to talk about wealth creation, about manifestation, about self-esteem with one of the top experts in the world on that. So y'all better stay tuned. Don't go nowhere because we are going to get it on. You know, you have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon you, you can't refuse it. You didn't seek it. Oh, no, you didn't choose it, but it's up to you to use it. You must suffer if you lose it. Give a count if you abuse it just a tiny little minute, but your eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with you wherever you may be around the world. I want to thank all of you around the world who have reached out, people who have heard this, whether it's on radio or on the podcast. Say, I'm in London, I'm in Switzerland, I'm in Sweden, I'm in South Africa. I don't care where you are. I'm just so grateful that you're taking time to tune into us, and I'm just over the top happy. As one of my friends said, peacock proud and honeymoon happy. So that's what I am, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to thank you for continuing to share this with everybody you know, and I am grateful for you making this the number one self-help show. Then I want to take a moment to give God glory. Why? Because God has blessed me so good, and he has been such a partner with me in this show. And everywhere I go, everything I do, I got to take a moment to give God some glory. And then I want to thank our sponsor, as has been for the last few years, our real sponsor partner is Truist Bank. And I want to tell you about Truist Money and Mindset. The way you think and feel about your money can affect your confidence and your well-being, total well-being, especially true when life gets hard and tough and challenges come your way. Money and Mindset, though, is a program from Truist that gives you tips and tools to help you feel more financially prepared through your planned life moments and those that are unplanned that just happened. So that is a powerful tool, and it's a powerful option for you to help you grow your wealth. Go to Truist.com, T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Look for Money and Mindset. It's right there. It's a free resource that they have put together for you to help you to grow your wealth. All right, go and do it. Truist.com. And remember, when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. Well, my guest, we've been friends for about 25 years, I would think, somewhere around there. She is one of the most profound speakers, thinkers, communicators on the planet. And we actually developed our friendship with a opportunity we were afforded with our friend George Frazier, where George Frazier, many of you know, is the networking king. And George has a program called the Power Networking Conference. It happens every year, once a year. He brings in all of these entrepreneurs and big thinkers and big ballers and shot callers for the Power Networking Conference, so you can network to create, you know, your net worth determines your net worth. Well, he started it 22 years ago. And that's why I said we've been friends for over 20, I'm about 25 years. I knew her before we did the conference, but it was me and Les Brown and this woman were the keynote speakers. And we came with our best stuff to George when he kicked off this conference. We did it 4 or 5 years together. He has been a friend and she is one of the best. Let me tell you about this lady. She is awesome. When she speaks, she tears the whole room down. Her name is Jewel Diamond Taylor. She's a native of DC, but she hasn't lived in DC for years. She resides in Southern California. Her father was a jeweler in Washington, DC on H Street in Northeast. And he had his family and then he moved to California and then he continued to have and raise his family. She's a wife, mother, grandmother, and she kicked in the glass ceiling with her high heels as one of the first women of color motivational speakers to have national, international impact. She speaks everywhere, churches, colleges, corporations, community events, government agencies. And she is a voice of empowerment and telling them about possibility thinking, leadership, wealth creation, faith, wellness. She is an incredible speaker. I recently heard her speak. They call her Dr. Self-Esteem, the Self-Esteem Doctor. But she is a woman of purpose. She has grown a national organization. She has spoken literally all over the world. Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, Cancun, Virgin Islands, Brazil, St. Kitts, South Africa, London, and all over America. She is dynamite. When you hear her speak live, all you do is your mouth just flies open because she hits you like a machine gun. When she hits you, it's so hard and so good. You just jumping up and down in your seat. My friend, Jewel Diamond Taylor. Hello, sister girl.
Hello, hello, Dr. Willie. It's such a pleasure to be on your Wealthy Way show. What a great, awesome opportunity. I love talking about this. It's so important in these times that we're living to give people tools and tips, as you said, for a wealthy way of living.
Wow, wow. I gave them the thumbnail sketch of who you are and where you came from. Tell us a little more about who you are and your background and what made you jump into this speaking and training and development arena with such force. How did this come to be?
Well, I've always loved psychology. That was my favorite course in school. As a young woman, I had countless jobs, and every job I said, this is not it. I'm not putting a picture on the desk. I'm not going to make friends with anybody. I'm just passing through. And in the late 80s, I heard Jim Rohn. And that was it. I said, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be on the stage empowering people. I was probably the only Black person in the audience. Maybe my sister was with me, but I thought, I need to fill a void. I need to hear and teach and share with people that I didn't see hearing this message of empowerment. That was a new word on the scene.
Right.
And so I quit my job in 1985. I set a goal and I said, I'll get a part-time job. My children were young at the time. And I said, by January 1, I will have a part-time job near my home and I am going to be a motivational speaker. Now, I lived in Southern California and still do. But as I spoke at local places like the YWCA and churches, I was telling people and telling myself I'm national, but I hadn't crossed Wilshire Boulevard. But the word of God says, speak those things that be not as if they are.
That's
so
right.
Gradually doors began to open. I was on tour for 12 years with Susan Taylor, Yana Van Zandt, Dr. Maya Angelou, many awesome, phenomenal women under the flag of African women on tour. Mm. And so I began to say, I'm international, didn't have a passport, but the doors began to open and the calls began to happen. And my worthiness grew. I was in a company of greatness. I was in my zone. I was in my flow. And there's nothing like it, as you know, when
yes.
you feel like you are in the place you're supposed to be in. So I had to polish up my gift, just like you polish up a diamond. I didn't have a lot of mentors. And so I love sharing with others and mentoring other authors. I'm an author of 9 books. I love mentoring speakers. I love mentoring life coaches. Why, Dr. Willie? Because I didn't have anyone do it for me. And so I'm very passionate. Now that I'm in the 7th decade of my life, it's important to be that sage. I am seasoned. I have been cooked and I have been burned. And I know what it's like to make mistakes. And I know what it's like to take risks. And I know what it's like to bring your best to the stage and empower your audiences. And so I am so excited to be in your company today, because I have been recently talking a lot about the power of manifestation, the power of wealth. And what does wealth look like? Yes, I would love to have a lot of money in the bank, but I also want to have a lot of connections. I want to have a lot of friends. I want to have a lot of energy. I want to have a lot of peace. I want to have a lot of joy. And so having all of those things makes me feel very wealthy.
Yes. You know, you're right on about that. And I love a couple of things, folks, that she said, mistakes. We That's say right. mistakes, but she said mistakes. You got to take your shot. You got to give it a shot. You got to try. It's mistakes. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try. But many people never even take the first shot. They don't even give it a chance. So they don't have the mistakes. And you can't grow without mistakes. That's first off. Second, she said about wealth and the fact that there are multiple types of wealth. And if you are an ongoing listener, you know, I talk about the fact that there are a number of types of wealth that you should be mindful of. There's, of course, financial wealth. We know that that's the one most people think of. But most important wealth is your health. She said, you got to have energy. You got to have the capacity. So health wealth, then financial wealth is always what, as I said there, then you got reputational wealth. What That's people funny. Think and say about you in the marketplace. Then you got relationship wealth. Well, you know, it's no fun doing it by yourself. And if you got a bad relationship or bad connection with your family and friends, and then you got intellectual capital wealth. What do That's you know? Cool. And what she has told us is that each job she went along the path, she realized, this is not for me, but I can learn something in this process. And then I'm going to take what I learned and take it with me on this journey, because I got places to go. Last thing, I really love what she just said. I hope y'all got it. She spoke it into existence. You know, I tell y'all, and y'all have heard, and we were talking about it at an event we did recently together, is that you've got to speak it into your life. Miracles are voice activated. Come on, somebody. That's you got to speak it. She spoke being a national speaker, as she before she even as she said cross Wilshire Boulevard. then she became a national speaker on a tour, and then she said, I'm an international speaker, had no passport, had never been out of the country, but she spoke it, and now she speaks all over the world, and she has been for many years. Oh, I love this. Okay, let's talk about what people talk about you. They often talk about self-esteem, because your self-esteem determines what you will attempt, what you will try, what you will even consider being possible. In the next minute and a half, tell us some of the things you talk about in terms of the importance of self-esteem and why it's so important.
Well, during a lot of media, I got the tag the self-esteem doctor, because I realized that if you do not feel worthy, you will you will repel it. It won't be your friend. And I realized that if you have made some mistakes, you can't allow yourself to be full of shame. Shame will repel money. It will repel opportunities. Yes. So even though I made some mistakes in my marriage, in my financial choices, in my business, in my parenting, not horrible mistakes, but of course, the learning curve, I never felt ashamed. I'm like, okay, what can I learn from this? And I realized also, Dr. Willie, I'm a relationship builder. See, I'm very wealthy in connections. If there's anything I need, I know who to call. Yes. I have integrity. I would say 90% of my speaking engagements for the past 36 years were by word of mouth. You can have the best website. You can have the best canned speech. But if your reputation is contaminated, if you do not have character, if you have abused people, manipulated people, lied to people, stepped on people, there are people that invited me years ago. I'm still in connection with them. Right. I've been to events 3 or 4 times. They're like, you want me again? Yes, because relationships are key to building your resume, your biography, your legacy. Who knows you? But not only who do you know, but who knows you?
My. That is incredible. What we're going to do is we're going to come back after this break. She's going to talk about wealth creation. She's going to talk about some of the things she spoke about recently when I heard her speak, where she rocked the house. She rocked the room. People were hollering and screaming. I said, Lord have mercy. She still got it. And I'm telling you, folks, you want to hear this. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources. And then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast. Wherever you are around the world, you can access this program by television, by radio, because we're going to have now Willie Jolly Television. We got so many new things coming our way that we want you to be a part of. We want you to go to winwithwillie.com, winwithwillie.com, and then you will understand how we're trying to grow your wealth through multiple means, multiple platforms. Go to winwithwillie.com, sign up for the newsletter, where every day I'll send you a 1 minute, that's a 1 minute motivational message to empower and inspire you. And then once a week, I'll share a quick newsletter that tells you what I've learned from my guests and from my people I've experienced as I go through life, who have empowered me, who have blessed me, and some of the tips, a quick way to get growth for you. Because we know if you're not growing, if you're not getting better, then you are going backwards and nothing stays the same. The world is turning on the axis. Well, my guest today is Jewel Diamond Taylor, In Demand. And when I say in demand speaker, wellness coach, educator, she is a power source. I mean, she has done so much. She's a recipient of a 2021 Emmy for being a co-producer for a documentary covering her excursion to Norway, where she changed those folks in Norway. She's the founder of Women on the Grow, and not just on the go, but on the grow, which is a teaching and outreach ministry. She's been all over the world, and she is powerful. You heard her talk about the fact she is a wife, a mother, been married 50 some years.
52
years. Lord have mercy. And y'all got to see it. Go to her website. What's your website, Jewel?
My name, JewelDiamondTaylor.com.
Jewel, y'all going to see it. She looks like she ain't 40 by herself. But she said something so funny last night. She said, you got to be a queen ager, not just a teenager. She looked like a queen ager. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that you share with audiences to empower them. You just empower people when you start to do your thing. Talk about some of the things that you tell audiences about how to change their thinking so they can change their future and change their finances.
Well, you know, you can tell a lot about a person if you go to their home. There's three things you can that will tell you all about them. What books are in their home, what kind of food is in the refrigerator, who is in their phone book.
Wow.
Because your health is important. I have stamina. I have energy. I have a glow because I want to live. I want to live my best life. I want to live an abundant life. I don't want to have someone taking care of me. So I'm very intentional about my health. I'm very intentional about investing in my life. Books, that's wealth. I have books on so many subjects. As a life coach, people come to me about relationship building, building their career, and emotional wellness. Psychology is my love. And so helping people to understand how they are sabotaging their wealth, how they're sabotaging their relationships. A lot of people don't understand that you are your own worst enemy. You've got issues you have not overcome. You're jealous. You're ashamed. You don't feel worthy. You're toxic. You had a damaged childhood, and you've allowed yourself to become a victim. A person that feels like a victim is not going to be wealthy.
Wow.
You have to walk in your power. You have to have a relationship with God. You have to know who you are and live unapologetically. I ask for forgiveness before I ask for permission. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to make things happen. And then if I did something that was, you know, maybe I didn't ask you for permission. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to wait for somebody to open up the door for me. Didn't James Brown say, open up the door and I get it myself.
I love that. You said something I love. You said, my past is in my head.
Yes.
And my future
is in my hands. And so a person that is thinking about their future and their legacy is going to be prayerful, productive, and proactive. What can you do today that is going to change your finances tomorrow, your relationships tomorrow, your health tomorrow? See, I write in every single one of my books that procrastination is the biggest thief. We think it's the other race. We think it's, oh, they didn't help me. Oh, they didn't love me. Oh, he left me. Oh, this people and that people and oh, my boss and nobody would help me. No, your biggest thief is you keep waiting. And that is the greatest weight loss program. You are losing time. You talking about losing weight, the weight of worry, the weight of shame, the weight of guilt, the weight of jealousy, the weight of anger. So I'm an emotional wellness advocate because a lot of people are out of balance emotionally. And once you get that balance, you will thrive and not just be striving. Some people are just pushing and striving and stepping over people and hoping and wishing, and they're striving and life is a struggle. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. You can be a thriver when you take care of your health and you take care of the people around you. I'm a nurturer. I lift other people. I'm not competing with you. I know who I am. That comes from having self-esteem. That's from staying in your own lane. I know what I'm good at, and I know where I need help. And in areas of financial wealth, like I talk to your wife, I'm going to be talking to her.
This yes, that's right.
Yeah, There are things I need to learn to pass on to the women in my ministry outreach called Women on the Grow. Many of them are mature women. They've either been divorced or widowed or retired. And a lot of them just don't have the tools and the tips you talked about to manage their money, to hold on to their money, to be a team with their mate, to say, look, we're going to do this thing together, this business together, or less. How are we going to leave a trust for our children? We've got to have these critical, awkward conversations.
Yes.
And so that relates to your emotional wellness. If you want to be wealthy, you've got to have the courage to say, we got to work on our credit. We got to revamp this plan. We got to pivot through the pandemic. I had to do a lot of pivoting during the pandemic.
Yes. Yes. And you talk a lot about courage. You talk about courage because yes. It's going to take courage to be all you were meant to be, all you were born to be, all you were created to be. And many people let things discourage them and keep them from their best lives. Talk a little bit about how important it is and how to develop that courage.
Well, I think there's a distinction between faith and courage, Dr. Willie. Mm. And I hear so many people talk about faith, trust in God. Well, wait, God is waiting on you.
Come on.
Faith is waiting on God, but God is waiting on you to have the courage of David, the courage to get up and do what you need to do. Make those phone calls, show up for the meeting, take that class, write your first book, have the courage to network and introduce yourself to people that you don't know. Stop waiting on God. Have the courage to ask people that you know they have more knowledge than you. Would you be on my board? Would you be my mentor? I can't tell you how many times people ask me and they don't follow up. Oh, I'm scared. What are you scared of? I'm here offering you my time, my expertise, my seasoning as a seasoned person. I love to share like you love to share, Willie. And people allow their shame and that enemy in their head called procrastination to sabotage. I would not be where I am if I was scared, if I was scared all the time. I ain't scared of anybody. You know, David had to conquer the lions and the bears before he conquered the giant. So I tell people, conquer the little things first before you start conquering giants.
Wow. And it's possible, though, because you've done that. You have conquered giants. But it's a mindset, isn't it, Jewel?
It's a mindset.
And let's talk about mindset. How do you develop a winner's mindset? How do you develop a mindset that says, I'm not going to let the obstacles intimidate me. I have to go after it. I have to work on it. And I have to conquer it by my thinking. The battle's in the mind first, isn't it?
That's the first battleground. So exposure is very important. When I started speaking, I would go to hotels. My sister Joy, who's with me, who's always been with me since day one. I said, come on, let's go sit in the hotel and we're going to sit there. We're going to have a glass of wine and we're going to play act. You want Jewel Diamond Taylor? She's booked. And we would sit there. People thought we were guests at the hotels. So I know what it's like to dream. I know what it's like to play act, to have a vision and to step into the vision. But it starts in the mind first. You've got to have the blueprint. I was teaching vision boards before it became mainstream. I've been teaching that since the 80s. Your mind, your behind follows your mind.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
It goes where the mind is taking it. And so if you're living with fear and limitation, you are living a poor life. I live a prosperous life. When somebody compliments me or gives me something, I don't say, oh, me? Oh, really? That's okay. I say, thank you.
That's right.
Gratitude for every little thing. The fact that I woke up this morning in Maryland visiting my goddaughter at Sisters for Sisters Network yesterday, talked to you, talked to Frazier, talked to so many people. I'm grateful. The plane didn't crash. Everybody showed me love.
Yes.
I'm sitting here with my health. See, you wake up with gratitude. You wake up and you do your exercises. You wake up and you drink water. You wake up and you pray. You wake up and you think, what is the plan for the day? But you plan, you visualize, you strategize, and then you're magnetizing. You bring into your atmosphere. And once you have these habits, because I love this book about small habits, it's the small habits that create momentum.
Yes, that's right.
It's the small habit of saving. It's the small habit of drinking one more glass of water. It's the small habit of making one more phone call. It's the small habit. Let me go on the YouTube. I don't want to do your YouTube. I would cringe to look at my first YouTubes. I just got better and better and better. I had the habit of getting online, the habit of writing my newsletter since the 80s, back in the AOL days.
Yes.
With all the best that I practiced. A lot of people want shortcuts. You cannot take a shortcut.
There's no shortcut to success, is it?
There's no shortcut.
As Zig Ziglar said, you got to take all the stairs. There is no elevator to success. It is no quick way to get there. You got to do the work. And that's what Jewel Diamond Taylor teaches us. And let me tell you, folks, she's a teacher extraordinaire. We're going to come back. We're going to focus when we come back on wealth building. Why is it important to be wealthy? What it takes to get wealthy and what it takes to get that wealthy mindset, the generational wealth and how to accomplish it. You're going to get something. Bring out your pad, your pen, your paper, your iPhone, your iPad, because she's going to give you some programs to help you grow your wealth, grow your success, and grow your future. You're listening to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast around the world. We'll be right back after this station identification. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back with the Dr. Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast around the world and around the America and around the world and around your thinking. It's what we focus on. We got so many people who have said, this changed my life. It changed my business. I have a guy who I got to just shout out by Brother Belial. I met him at the National Association of Black-Owned Broadcasters. I walked through the exhibition hall. He has a company called Code M Media. And I said, hello. He said, say that again, sir. I said, hello. He said, I know that voice. You're Willie Jolly. I said, yes. He said, oh my God, I listen to you every week. I get all my employees, all my team, everybody on my team listens to you because it changed our business. I said, praise God. Praise God. So I want to thank Brother Belial. He's going to be on at some point because we want to share how he has built a massive media empire. Well, folks, I also want to thank our friends at Truist Bank. Truist believes that better lives and communities begin with care. That includes caring a lot about well-being of their clients, of their customers, and of their community. Let me tell you what they mean by that. They're really interested in improving the connection between your finances and your personal well-being. So they launched Money and Mindset. It's an online resource to help you build financial confidence, a healthier mindset around your money. I've spent time with them. I was a guest on that Money and Mindset program, and it's the real deal. One great takeaway I've found that when you're on top of your finances, when you can think clearly about your finances and enjoy benefits beyond reaching goals, then you start to think reducing overall stress, feeling greater reinsurance, knowing that you're better prepared for a financial challenge should it come your way. There's also a Truist Money and Mindset podcast for all you podcast listeners looking for some real talk about money. It's called Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, and you can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. So I highly encourage you to to make some time, take some time, jump into this great resource. Search Truist Money and Mindset online or head to truist.com and you'll find it in the main menu. Remember, when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. My special guest today is the inimitable, the incredible Jewel Diamond Taylor. I'm telling you, folks, she is one of America's gifts. She's a jewel by name and by nature because she lets it loose when she's on stage, when she's coaching and she's trying to help people. She lets loose. She don't hold back. She gives you all she got. And I'm telling, I heard her recently, the room went nuts. The room went crazy. It was a very staid audience. Everybody was dressed up in their finery. But when she finished, boy, that place was torn apart. They were falling out on the chairs. They were hollering and screaming. I'm telling you, Jewel, again, where can they reach you? Okay, I want them to buy your books. Tell them about some of your books and some of the things that they can use, some of the resources. They got to go get it. They got to go get it. I want them to buy it, buy multiple copies. Where can they get it? And tell us about some of your books.
Okay, my books are Shift, S-H-I-F-T, Happens.
Shift Happens. Ooh.
Yes. And the subtitle is, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Because when shift happens, you still have to stay focused on what your intention is. You may have to take a different route, but you don't change the goal. You may have to get on a different road. You may have to shift the people you're working with, but you don't take your eye off the goal. I've written Too Blessed to Be Stressed, Success Gems, Sister Friends. My goodness, I have so many books.
And so where can they get these books and resources?
My website is jeweldiamondtaylor.com. I also have my outreach for 501c3, which is an outreach to women experiencing hardships such as breast cancer, being displaced, depression, trauma. That is womenonthegrow.org. And I want to give a shout out to all of the sister sewers who have partnered with me, where we're able to offer free counseling and coaching and funds to women that are in between success. We don't say the word failure. They're in between and they just need a helping hand. So that is womenonthegrow.org. I also send out a weekly newsletter. I have a 24-hour inspiration line, 310-526-2552.
And you got YouTube. I mean, if you go online to YouTube and see her, you will get inspired by her programming online. She has a whole online programming. She has podcasts. She has blogs. She got all this stuff. She is making it happen. She is blowing it up. You are a empowerment coach. Do you have coaching clients as well, Jewel?
Yes, I do. I have a coaching masterclass every Sunday, 3 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock East Coast time. It started during the pandemic. I'm like, if I can't stand live in front of an audience, now as the curve flattened, I'm said, well, you guys, you want to continue doing this? Yes, please don't stop. Because we talk about everything from money, wealth, to relationships, depression, emotional wellness, how to set your goal. I'm a publisher of my own magazine called You Goal Girl. And so I love highlighting the ordinary person, the celebrity, the athlete, the entrepreneur. I want women to see that women, I had a woman in my magazine who was in her 70s and she opened up a restaurant. Women that have gone to outer space, women that have overcome depression, women that came from dysfunctional families and bought the first in their family to buy a home, women that are writing their books, women that are overcoming depression. I do grief counseling because I lost not only my parents, but I lost my first son, 38 years old. And because of my great deposit of faith, my faith muscle is very strong because I've been pouring out to other people. You can't bless people without it blessing you. So that's even right. Though it was the most horrible chapter of my life, God said, I want you to write a book within a year. And I wrote the book, I Am Resilient. So I have another branch of my empowerment, which is helping women navigate this thing called grief. It is a pain that has no name. And it could have literally stopped me, but it did not stop me. I had a speaking engagement the next month. I'm not saying I don't have pain. I'm not saying that the grief is something that has left me. It will always be with me. but I've managed it. I'm not in denial of it. I'm not soothing it with alcohol. I'm not acting like a victim. Everybody, if they're not going through something now, they will be going through something in life. And so I've been writing books. Thank God I don't look like what I've been through. Shit happens. Too blessed to be stressed. So that we learn how to navigate these seasons of life. Because I find that so many people think, well, I tithe. Well, I'm a good Christian. Well, I'm a good person. And they think they're immune from heartache. And I don't say that people have heartaches. They have a hurt attack, not a heart attack. It's a hurt attack. And so my emotional wellness education is teaching us how to manage our anger, our grief. We only have three main emotions: mad, sad, or glad.
That's right. That's
right. And so I break it down. What are you mad about? Where's that coming from? And so I teach my audiences there's three things that will shape you: your biography, your biology, and your backstory. And many people don't understand that they are struggling financially because of their backstory. One woman told me that her family said a woman could never own a house. Now, she worked all of her life for the postal department, had money, but they told her, you know, you can't own a house. And she believed it. See, her mindset was locked in to struggle and limitation. And so breaking this paradigm shift and saying, you don't have to struggle. There are programs out there, SBA programs, all types of programs. There are people that are willing to help you and mentor you, but you have to ask, seek, and knock. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. You say, well, I don't have good credit. Talk to somebody how you can get improve your credit. Don't sit there in shame. You can fix it. Don't sit there and say, well, I don't have a partner. I'm not married. You don't have to have that to get to have a home. You don't, you can have a business. You don't have to have a degree to have a business.
Right.
You just have to have a drive and a purpose. You have to have a passion. You turn your pain into a business. You see, my pain of having low self-esteem, my pain of feeling like I wasn't worthy, my pain of like being told all my life, oh, you think you something. Oh, you stuck up. Oh, you're bossy. Oh, you that. I took it in. I received it. And I had to shake that off and say, wait a minute. I'm not bossy. I'm a leader. Wait a minute. I do think I'm good. I do think I'm wonderful. Why should I think any less of myself?
Right.
And so it was a shifting in my thinking. And the word of God says, as a man thinketh, so are you. So I don't think poor thoughts. I don't say I'm poor. My money is circulating. I'm never sick. My body is cleansing. It's the way I look at things. I've had gaps in my speaking engagements. No, I'm in between successes. And I look at my vision board and I look at my journals and I call people and I step out and I reach and I help people in the meantime. I tell people, have a waiter's mentality. When you are in the waiting room, I do a class called the 12 Sweet Seats in God's Waiting Room. Uh-huh. Sometimes we're waiting for God to call us for the next blessing. What does a waiter do? You serve. The waiter serve. So in the meantime, I'm serving other people. I'm serving my community. I'm driving women to their chemotherapy treatments. I'm counseling women for free that say, Jewel, I can't afford you. It's not in my health plan. And I am traumatized. I've been raped. I've been homeless. I've been divorced. I've been rejected. I've been bankrupt. I don't have any friends. I don't have a mother image. I don't have a sister. I don't have a friend. It goes straight to my heart.
Yes.
And so I serve. And out of serving, blessings come.
Yes.
I spell success, S-E-R-V-I-C-E. And so many people think it's about serving me, love me, lift me up, put me on a pedestal. No, 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 no. It's about serving others, and your needs will always be met.
Woo! Look, folks, I told you, she goes right to the heart. She goes right to the heart. And let me tell you, she said something. Some of us are being held together with nothing but scotch tape and a prayer. But if you hold on, if you hold on to that scotch tape and a prayer, and you hold on to that prayer, and you understand that you have to praise and shout even in the drought, when you do that, You do that and you have faith when you show up and fight and courage to move forward. You're going to believe that God will show up and fight for you, with you, and in the fight, in the ring with you. Woo! Absolutely. When she said that, everybody jumped to their feet. They started hollering and screaming and calling out and saying, yes, I can do this. Because sometimes all you need somebody on the line or the side to cheer you on. Jewel Absolutely. Cheers you on. That's why the home team tends to win more when they're home, because they got cheerleaders
they
over
got
there
cheerleaders.
Saying, go, go, go. Don't give up. Keep fighting. I know you're behind. I know you're down in the ditch, but keep going. It's going to be good. Your best is yet to come. Oh, my goodness. I'm all fired up being here with Jewel Diamond Taylor. She is awesome. And we're going to come back after this break. We're going to come back with more from Jewel Diamond Taylor. You want to go to her website, jeweldiamondtaylor.com, get her resources, and then you want to tell everybody you know about Jewel Diamond Taylor and how you heard her on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show, and now how you are going to be part of her community and her tribe, because those who you hang with is who you will become. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show. We'll be right back, and for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me
when you need me. Pick up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you grow you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around the world. We are talking to people from border to border and from coast to coast in America and now all over the world. We are sharing this message about creating your best life, about wealth building, about making it over and through the setbacks. My guest is Jewel Diamond Taylor, the great inspirational teacher. They call her the self-esteem doctor because she helped people change their thinking so they can change their future, so they can change their finances, so can change their legacy, and they can create some wealth, not just for the present, but for generations yet unborn. Let's talk about that, Jewel. Let's talk about wealth building and what your thoughts are on how to help people create wealth for the present and then for generations.
Well, one of the things, because my largest demographic are women, is yes. empowering women to ask questions in their marriage.
Okay.
Empowering women, I have a connection called Dr. Rosie Milligan. See, I don't know everything, but I know who to send people to.
Yes.
And I believe that we need to be empowered to understand about trust, about starting businesses, about empowering our youth to have a JOY and not just a JOB. And when young people...
Oh, stop there. Don't go by there. That's so good. She give them to you so quick, bam, and then you get hit upside and it goes over your head. You have to have a JOY. Not just a JOB. Oh, some joy in your life. And your joy yeah. comes from that doing that which you love to do. And which you find when you do what you love to do, money will jump, run behind you and chase you and jump
it
in your pocket.
You
all right, go ahead. You go. I don't want to stop. You're on a roll now. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. And you but you do it well. You turn the television off. You don't accept every invitation. I go back to my thing. You got to keep it the main thing.
Yes.
Dr. Willie, people were asking me to do this, sell this, do this. Like, no, I'm a speaker. No, no. I stayed intentional and focused on my gift.
Oh, you got a line that you said, when you focus your attention
on your intention.
Woo! When you focus your attention on your intention.
On your intention.
Things start to happen.
Yeah. And how do I find my intention? You need to brainstorm with other people. You need to try different things. You'll find that key that unlocks the door. You'll have that aha moment. And it's going to be scary. I deal in telling people the truth. It's scary.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not going to tell you that it's easy and magical, but it's addictive. You see, when you create certain habits and a momentum in your life, it becomes addictive. I want that again. You get on stage and you speak and people love it and they respond and they react and they tell you they tried it and they read your book. You want more of that. You coach somebody and they come back and tell you, oh my God, I tried what you said and my marriage is better. Oh, my sales have increased. Oh, I wrote my book. That feeds you. It is fuel. And so you stay connected to the feeling. What some people do, they get hooked on the feeling of being a victim.
Ooh.
And it gets some attention.
Yes, that's right.
I want positive attention, not negative attention.
Yes.
So when people tell me that my work impacted them, that is attention. But I give glory to God because sometimes I don't even know what I said, Dr. Willie.
Yes.
But because I studied and I'm so intentional to bring the best to the people, and I do not repeat my messages.
Yes.
I may have some cliches and sayings in there, but the meat of the message is always going to be relevant to the audience. So I ask every host that invites me, what is your theme? What is your intention? What do you want your audience to walk away with? And then I curate my message around the theme. That's service. It's not serving my ego. I'm serving the person who's paying me and giving me an audience to bring up great impartation.
Yes.
So for me, wealth is what are you studying? What are you reading? Let me see what's in your house. Let me see how much TV you're watching. Let me see who you're spending time with. I spend time with people that pour into me and people that I can pour into them because it's transactional. Every time I talk to you, Willie, I called you during the pandemic. You let me interview you.
Yep.
We're not competing. We're collaborating. We need to have a clear definition of what collaboration is. Other cultures know how to do it.
Yes, that's right.
Other cultures
that's right.
know how to network. Other cultures know how to share resources.
Yes.
I share resources. I don't know, but I'll tell you who does know.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, but I'll give you this number. So my sister Joy and I are great at networking. We we've enjoyed it for so many years. And so that's, we incorporated that into what we do. We wanted women to get connections. That's wealth. I can call somebody. I remember having a retreat. We had to guess who was in the audience. And I found out that one of the ladies in my audience owned a funeral home in California. If you looked at her, you would never know she owned a funeral home.
Wow.
Now, everybody that has a death in our tribe, guess who they call?
Yes. My. Wow.
You see? We want to connect.
It's about your who you hang out with is who you become. Hang out with 9 losers, you're going to be number 10. Hang out with 9 winners, you're going to be number 10. So decide to hang out with people who go in places, doing things that have a higher consciousness. Jewel, let's say you came back to D.C., one of your speaking tours, and I picked you up from your hotel and took you to Howard University, the American University, one of the great universities here in the area, and said, let's go to a business class of these young wannabe success stories. Give them 3 or 4, you got us. You got to do this if you want to be a success. You got to. Give me some of you got us.
Yeah, I did that in South Africa because coming out of apartheid, many of the women wanted to start a business. Mm. And so I would tell them, you know, sit around with other people and ask them, what do you think I'm good at? See, a lot of us don't know. We're
That's
so
right.
close to our gift. We don't know that you're a good mediator. You don't know that you're creative. You don't know that you're a good speaker. You don't know that you are good with your hands. So get people that around you that you trust and say, tell me, what do you think I'm good at?
Yes, that's
then
right.
Own it. Own it and throw away all the distractions. Throw away all the ties to the boat and start sailing.
Woo!
Let it go and seek everything that you can that is going to allow you to be the best at it. So after I heard Jim Rohn and Terry Cole Whitaker, that's all I talked about. That's all I dreamt about. I created my vision board. You asked me, what do you do? I'm a speaker. They didn't ask me for my resume, but in my mind, you have to be the entrepreneur, first of all, in your mind. Don't get caught up with the numbers. Get focused on your strength and who you want to be. Find out who are your customers. What's the demographic you want to serve? People said, Jewel, will you come speak to my children? That's not my strength.
Yes.
My strength is empowering, especially women. That's my strength. Now, I do speak to men, and I was so glad yesterday when a lot of the men walked up to me, sharing me that I took notes. I'm like, oh, well, that's great, because my principles are universal. But
that's
I know
right.
that I'm most comfortable speaking to women.
Yes.
Okay. Then the next thing is find people that you can trust, because you can't do this by yourself.
That's right.
You need to have people that are going to protect you, because sometimes, you know, if you're not protected, people can manipulate you.
That's
and
right.
abuse you.
That's
you
right.
want to develop a team. You want to develop that. You don't want to be accessible to everybody. You want to make sure that you get your family engaged in what you're doing. I took off, and it came at a time when me and my husband were working through a lot of things. So I was soaring and I was happy. And I would come home in the beginning with plaques and roses. And he said, we cannot pay Ford Motor Company with these roses. And at first, I was a little sensitive because I was just feeling good about myself. But he brought the logic to the table that if you are enjoying this so much, why aren't you getting paid?
Yes.
And I think that a lot of people that have a great passion do not connect the dots. You need to get paid for what you do well.
That's right. And you should be not ashamed of telling people, this is my value in the marketplace.
Right. And I tell them, make sure you get a brochure or something. Don't just give a business card. So now I have a magazine. I have a website to direct people. I don't even give out business cards.
Yes.
Because people toss them. I say, have something that a bullet points of what you want to be known for. So when you said she's known for self-esteem, why? Because I branded myself that way. Pizza Hut does not sell hamburgers.
Right.
So find out what is your brand and stick with it. Be very, very intentional. And I ask people all the time, every once in a while, I'll do, you know, a brainstorming. What do you guys think I'm known for? What do you tell people about me? And they'll tell me, like, okay. So they'll say empowerment, women, self-esteem, faith. And so that lets me know that my brand is working.
That's right. And the brand will build a place for you, and it also will pave a path for you. Well, in the last minute we got, Jewel, any closing thoughts?
My closing thought is to continue listening to Dr. Dr. Willie Jolly. This man is seasoned. He's passionate. Stay close to people that are on fire. Stay yes. close to them. Ask them questions.
Yes.
Follow them. You said you give a thought every single day. That yes. consistency, and you said that young man told you he has his followers or his coworkers, they're listening to you every day. So yes. you see, you're an influencer. Be around people that are influencing you. I had no idea that people were saying, Jewel, I still have your books. You got to be consistent. Keep the main thing, dear audience. Get that thing, that one thing that won't let you go. You can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop talking about it. Now, monetize it.
Come on now.
Strategize and then magnetize. It will come to you.
Monetize, strategize, magnetize. Jewel yeah. Diamond Taylor. You can meet her and get her resources at jeweldiamondtaylor.com or womenonthegrow.org. And you want to be part of her.
And we welcome your donations. So
that's right. And bless her.
If she's
been blessing you, bless her with your donations. Wow. I love this woman and all she's done. And I want to thank her. She's awesome, awesome, awesome. I want to thank her. I want to thank all of you who listen every week and who tell your friends and family members to listen. And then I want to finally close with our sponsor one more time, because I can't thank them enough. Truist Bank. They have been incredible. Go to truist.com, T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Check out their podcast, Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian. It's real talk about ways to reach financial confidence, boost your mindset, and then go to winwithwilly.com. Winwithwilly.com for resources to help you win more. You can listen to this show, and you can listen to me every morning on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell on the Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly show. And then you can also, if you go to that website, Win with Willie, sign up for the newsletter. And then we have our speaker symposium. If you want to be a speaker and you want to learn how to do that, we have a whole site for that. If you want to become a published author, we have a site with that. If you want to help with your media and become a media influencer, as she said, I want to help you with that. All of these, go to winwithwilly.com, sign up, and we'll be able to help you through those processes. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great day on purpose. God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.